Roger, Al, we copy that comment. And on the northwest rim, we're looking for two partial pans.
Okay, that's all legit, right. Legit. Ding little. Okay, wait, let me get my pictures, Pete. Okay, let me get over here and get the gnomon. Let's sample this rock right here. This rock is very typical of all the fragments around here. Okay. Hey, that's interesting. Look where you kicked. Got some lighter material there.
Oh, I sure did, didn't I?
Yeah, that's interesting. First time we've seen that. Now, in fact, you know what it looks like here? It looks like it may be this darker material. Well, I don't know. I'm going to photograph that, too. Let me get this. Yeah, Houston, kind of interesting here. Pete walked across one edge of the rim here, and we're about, 50 feet inside the upper rim, and he happened to scrape an area there with his foot into a much lighter colored soil, like cement. Yeah, let me just get your picture.
Roger, Al.
Hey, let me get my bag, Pete. Oh, you got to be careful with that hand tool carrier. It'll fall over.
Light.
Light.
And sample bag number 13.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me photograph this thing and let's trench this whole area.
Okay.
I dropped the gnomon in right here over my footsteps in the light soil versus the dark. And we can trench there.
Okay, I just put it into 3D.
3D, Al.
In just a second. Okay. Let's see, 5 feet, F8, 1/250. Okay. And let me get a picture of what you're doing.
I'm getting a stereo pair of the thing.
Okay. Got a trench right there, huh?
Yeah, let me get a shovel.
Okay. Interesting shot. What can I give you, Pete? I need the shovel.
All right.
I'll hold the tool chair. You want to grab at it?
Got it?
Yep.
Let me hear the handle.
Read the handle.
Hey, but
kind of got it?
Okay.
Move over here where I can bag it better for you.
Things about this side of the mountain, I mean this side of the crater, is that these boulders aren't uniformly distributed around. They all seem to be over here in the western side. And you look over in the eastern side or the north or south and you see some, but there's quite a bit more over here on the west for some reason.
If I could go out,
start on you, send Malonian and help me.
Okay.
Roger, Al, we copy that.
Okay, look at that. Stick it right in that white soil with the brown, huh?
There.
There you go. Now, let me trench it.
Okay.
Let me get some photos of that.
Okay, look, you can see where you dug in that there's still some underneath. Why don't you give me another scoop right in there?
Okay, good idea.
There's not much in here.
Okay.
Well, Pete digs up, sure enough, right underneath the surface, you'll find some much lighter gray soil. I don't exactly know why at this point. And you can look around now and see several places where we've walked that the same things occurred. We never have seen this at all.
Oh, that's going to make a good picture, Pete.
Never seen this at all on the area we were before.
Hey, that looks nice.
Roger, Al, we copy that. Do you think it could be the sun angle?
Listen.
No, not at all. This is definitely a change to a light gray as you go down, and the deeper Pete goes, he's down about 4 inches now, it still remains this light gray. It's, this soil must be of a different makeup than that we were on outside the crater
Because we have,
well, this is different than around the spacecraft, because we've picked up all kinds of stuff around the spacecraft, and it's all the same color.
Top and bottom. This is quite a
joke. But this soil looks like it.
I tell you what we should do here, Pete.
What?
Why don't you dig me? Yeah, dig as deep as you can, then get me a sample of right out of the bottom, because this will be something new. I'll put it in sample bag number 5D.
Al, we copy 5D, and would you give your location relative to the center of head crater? Specifically, are you just on the west side of it where we have the triple crater?
We're on the northwest corner of it, right where you told us to go, Houston.
Roger, you should be very close to that triple crater.
Well, there, Pete. Triple crater. Well, there's one crater. There's a couple of craters right over the rim here. We're sort of in the rim. Pete's down now about... that's not a good one, Al. I know what. Down about 6 inches, and this light gray down there. Now, in the bag, you'll find some darker gray material that fell in off the side. There you go.
Hey, I want to let's throw this little rock in that I dug up from down deep.
Is that a rock?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Get another sample back.
All right. That's a good one, because
I'll wait a minute. Let me get a picture of it first. I dug it up out of a hole.
It's hard to keep the soil in the bag.
Stereo pier. So,
okay, in 5D. There's, of course, a little of the topsoil mixed in because the sides collapsed. Angle of repose is about 85 degrees, but the minute you bump the side, it falls in. It's not cohesive at all, even though it seems to remain nearly vertical. I guess it's the low gravity. Hey, that's a nice rock. That's, Pete just handed me a rock from the bottom of the hole, and it's covered in gray. I can't see anything in it other than just the gray dirt covering, soil covering. Let me get a final shot, Pete. Okay, that's good. Okay, as you move off, Pete, every once in a while I can see some white, but most of the time, you kicked over a rock that had a white bottom, and quite a bit different than the top. Right behind you, you might want to take a picture of that. It's quite a bit different than those others. Houston, you're going to have to budget our time now. How long do you want us to spend it in head crater? Because it looks like we could just spend all the time here if we wanted.
That's what's bothering me. We could do that any place here on the moon.
Pete, we show that you're 58 minutes into the EVA, and we'd like to get you over to bench crater and leaving there something on the order of 1 plus 12. We can slip that a bit. So we suggest you finish up where you are, what you're doing there at head, and move on.
Okay, now where's the map? I got the map right here, Pete. Let you take a look at this.
By the way, this is the smartest idea we came up with, Houston. This map just works great out here.
Okay, let me take a picture of this rock. This isn't going to show much.
Let me use your shovel.
All right, now I'm trying to find the triple craters you're referring to. Kick it around.
Pete, that triple crater is just south of your present position, and why don't you just go ahead and move on.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, now there's a good picture. Let me get that one.
Hey, now let me see what side of it is.
What we've done is turn over one of these rocks on the rim. The bottom part of the rock is gray, about half of it. This rock happens to be about a 6-inch diameter rock. That gives you stereo of it. And the top is the same color as the,
you got it in your shadow.
another one. Okay, maybe you want to. No, I can, even these rocks out in the air, even the ones that are almost completely covered with the soil, if I look at them, I can see glints of crystals or something.
Yeah, every one of them. All right, let me have that.
There's your two.
All right, we're going to head for Bench Crater.
Okay, now we didn't get a pan here, did we?
No, and I'm going to get it when I get to Triple Craters, which is right over here.
Sounds good.
I think they're right over here. I can't see them. I got to look over the hill.
All right.
Yeah, here they are.
Oh, oh, oh. Hey, things are quite a bit lighter gray up here on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
We're approaching three craters.
Look at these craters, Al. Now, Houston, do you want head crater from triple craters? Is that what you want, or do you want the triple craters?
Pete, we suggest you just move on to bench. And comment on that double core tube. If you find a spot that looks soft, go ahead and sink the double core tube.
We'll do it at bench.
Okay. Roger.
It's really a shame, Houston. We could work out here for 8 or 9 hours. The work is no strain at all.
I took 3 quick pictures of triple craters, Houston.
We're not going to get to that other one, Bench, is it? But that looks like a real interesting area on the far corner of Bench, Al. See all those big rocks? Some of them could be bedrock out of somewhere.
But I'm kind of wondering, we're passing up these here, and they got to be bedrock from somewhere. We need to get a pretty large size one here before we leave this area, Pete.
I'll tell you what we better do is I'll stop right here and take a pan.
Okay.
How's that grab you?
Because these rocks obviously came out of the crater because they're scattered more uniformly around it. There's a bunch of them on the rim and there's not many far away. We probably ought to grab a big one of them.
74.
They're moving straight south now. There's an interesting rock. Hey, that's all right. Let's get it. Let me read your camera and you can read mine if you would. Help them out a bit down there.
A minute.
Okay, your camera right now is on 36. How about mine?
I'm 36 also.
Okay,
move.
Do you copy that, Houston?
Roger, we got it, Al.
Every crater you come to and look in, you see the glass beads. Move out of your way, Pete.
Okay, now. Back to rock taking settings, 5 feet, F8-1250, okay. All right, Al, where do you want to grab a sample here?
Right here, I'd like to grab that rock right there because it's got kind of a sharp edge on it and all the rest of them are, it's got kind of an oblique edge on it. Now, you don't see many like that around
here. Which one?
This one right here, this gray one, looks a little bit different than the rest.
This one?
No, right there, a little bit further out and right there. I'll just grab it and put it in this box if we can pick it up.
This one, the big one?
The big one.
Ho, ho, ho. Wait till I get the pictures.
Okay. We can do that. We can just put it in the bag. And I think that's kind of a different looking rock. This rock is different, Houston. Just in the way it's shaped, and it's partly rounded, and got some pretty angles on it. Maybe under all that dirt is something a little bit different.
Get Roger, are we copy that?
It's all right. All right. I'm up. No sweat.
Okay.
Attaboy. You know you got the rock. That's what counts.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. right in the bag.
The thing that was giving it that unusual shape was the dirt that was adhering to it. It's okay, we'll take it back with us. Good rock. And this is probably typical of the rocks around this crater, Houston. So, I think it'll be a good sample for us. I'd say in the area we're moving along now as we head south, is what you say, Pete, there's about 5% rock?
Yep.
Like that?
Yep, they go anywhere from 2.5 to 3 feet
all the way down to small fry.
That's right.
There's even one by you there that's 3 feet. It's not smart. Look at the fillets around that rock.
That's deep.
That's a
beauty. Wait a minute. I've got to stop and get that. Hold the phone.
Okay, let's do it. Maybe we can take it on two or three sides. Have to watch. Trouble is when... There you go, that's a good rock. Hey, look at the pits in it, too. That's obviously getting struck a lot by meteoroids. This is going to be a good rock, Houston. It's about 3 feet in diameter, about 2 feet thick.
Got a background.
Well-rounded. Got a lot of surface pits in it. I can see the glitter.
Listen, I got to back off to 15 feet, this one.
Okay.
I'm going to stereo pair.
Okay.
Roger, Al, we copy that. Are you able to find any chips from that rock in the near vicinity?
This is not unlike all the other rocks around here, Houston.
All the rocks
we've been looking at. Far side of that? Yeah, let's get that. That's a good idea. All the rocks we've been looking at, Houston, in this area seem to be the same. They seem to have a... The rock has got dirt built up on all sides of it, all directions.
Sure does. It looks about equal, too, doesn't it?
It looks about equal, that's right.
Very interesting. I don't know what the means of transport, but it just it's built up around it.
Do something here.
That was a description of a fillet. A fillet is a rock with soil piled up around the edges.
The surface of it is, of course, pitted, and there's some... pits that are maybe even up to 3/8 of an inch in diameter on it. However, most of them are small. It doesn't look like a basalt, although the grains are too small for me to see anything, identify any specific one. Some of the pits have glass in it, which is not too surprising, and many of them don't. That's about all we can say about that rock. Of the ones in the area.
Roger, Al, could you give us a sample bag number and then press on?
Okay, well, we didn't take a sample there. The couple that we did take a sample of previously are the same type. So the last couple of samples have been of the same type rock that we're discussing.
Okay, Houston, I'm coming up on Bench Crater right now. I looked off and left out. And I get to a pan and Bench Crater. This looks like a very interesting crater. It's different. Oh, and I see some really different rocks. A big one. Hey, that looks like bedrock. Gee, what a crater. Ow. Oh, boy. Hey, Al, look, come on over here.
I'm coming.
Gotta get some of this. Let me get some pans in there.
Sounds interesting, Al. And Pete, sounds as though you're getting down to bedrock. Is that a firm?
Yeah, they got to be bedrock in this one at the bottom. As a matter of fact,
boy, there's some big fragments out here.
Pictures. It looks to me like stuff is melted in the bottom of it. I can't swear that, but I'll get you some pictures. Starting right now. F8. Three, 5, 6. Okay, let me go around the other little bit here. Get you a good pan.
Yeah, this rock looks pretty much the same from a distance, Houston.
Yeah, there's a good chip out of this crater.
Let's just say you guys aren't all here. What a fantastic sight.
Al, look at the bottom of that crater.
Hey, look at that.
You think that stuff melted or what?
does that look like to you?
Well, it looks to me, those rocks look, what it looks to me like is we've got one of those central, little bitty central peaks, you know, a little rebound there like the,
but don't they look melted on the top? Don't
they look like they've been, they were molten, they're not completely jagged.
No, they're not. It's hard to tell.
I noticed when I was looking at that rock back there up real close, that it's been hit by a meteorite so much, I guess, that it's given it a rounded appearance, something like those in the hole. Except there's a couple over there, like you say, that don't look that way.
You gotta grab one of these pieces of rock.
Hey, here's some good rock samples right here. Come on.
Okay,
let's get with it.
I'm right here.
I know. Oh, me. I want to cover the ground.
Okay.
Well, Richard, got baloney about it all day long in the LRL. The name of the game is to get the business done.
Okay.
One potato.
Okay.
Potatoes, there's another one. But then I get, baby, that rock looks a little different.
Okay. I don't think it's going to fit us. Let's put it in one of these bags. It'll fit in there, I think, Pete.
Okay.
Just going to go in sample bag just four. I think it's... What is it? Oops. Come here, you pesky booger. 64. Might fit in there. I won't fit in there, Pete. The box is too big. Let's just put it in here, and we got a nice picture of it so we can tell where it's
a super rack.
Why don't you pick up two or three other little ones and put them in 64 here, in the same area. Here.
All right. Copy sample 64.
Crater. I mean, from nice rock.
Just some here that we took a picture of.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I got that in the picture.
Okay.
May not have.
Hey, you notice that underneath this soil on the rim, too, it's the light gray.
Look, see that stuff? Oh, let's go over to that corner and try and get a break off a piece of that big rock.
That's a good idea.
Rock to me.
You do that?
Man,
yeah, I'm putting 64 in here in Houston. There are a couple of small rocks that we just picked up from the area that we've been discussing. It doesn't, I don't think they appeared in the photo, but that won't make any difference. It's just typical of the other rocks around here.
Holy Christmas, what's this? Look at this, Al.
You're kicking up the same sort of light gray.
Apparently on the rims here, you get that light gray out in the...
Look at this stuff.
Hey, that's interesting.
What do you suppose that is?
Hey, we came. Here's something interesting, Houston. I don't know, it looks like a surface coating. What we got is what looks like a kind of a semi-buried rock. Hey, there's a small piece of it over there to the left. See it, Pete? We'll be able to catch it and put it in the bag. See that up there?
Yeah.
What it looks like is a buried rock, not unlike the others around here, except it appears to have some sort of coating on it. It's very, iridescent, a lot of crystal shining in it.
I'll tell you what's happened. It's been laying in the ground and it's been hit by another fragment.
Think so?
Yeah, look at the glass beads, too.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
I know.
Okay, you want to catch that piece over there and I'll put
it in the bag? Let me get the sample of it.
Okay.
Start going.
Sample bag 7L.
Copy 7. And would you go ahead and give us some picture numbers also?
Okay. I'll give you some just a minute. Pete's picking up a small piece of this rock. Maybe you can get a piece of spotters right off the middle.
That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
See.
Get out of your way so you can see it.
Let me hand you the scoop. There it is.
Right there.
Okay.
That kind of an interesting coating. This is different from what we've seen.
Now, maybe this is more newly exposed.
Struck by something.
Is that all you want to put in that bag?
Listen, hand me the scoop.
Okay.
Let me get some of those glass beads and stuff there.
All right, let me get you the scoop.
Okay.
How long have we been going, Houston?
Got it, Pete.
1+6.
Pete, we show you 1+14 into the EVA, and we'd like you to move on from this crater at about 1+27. If you could, go on down and take a look at the bedrock on the bench.
Wait, I better not put that in there. That's what we wanted to show.
Okay, let me get you another sample bag.
I hate to try and get down the bottom of this fella. It's awful steep.
Yeah. Okay, then hold off on that. Don't go ahead. Negative on the request.
But I'm going to get you. They're saying there's just some of the bedrock. It looks like it's up in the lip here.
And all of it looks the same.
We're working on it. It's 8D. Ridiculous.
Think. Happened to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let me get you another one.
Okay. What we're putting in here now, Houston, is some soil that's right next to the rock that we previously described. In fact, Pete's got a nice fragment of that rock that's going to end up in this bag, too. Catch that one. That's a beauty. That thing is barely a week. This fracture's right off. You got to get some control there, Dave. You're overpowering it. There's 1/6 G up here, Houston. You lift something up and it's scooping. When you stop the scoop, it just keeps going up in the air.
I'll pong it. Can you get it any other way?
But good, though.
Okay. Dead in the bag. There you go.
We need to put more samples put in the bag.
Of the same, they can't hardly use those little ones.
They won't fit it in there any bigger.
Boom. Here, I get it.
Okay.
Fragments. We've been seat playing all over the place, but this stuff, obviously,
I say we have a total of about 3 pounds of rocks right now.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, we're going to have to grab some bigger ones.
Kind of dip down in the side of the crater there, see how it is going up and down.
Yeah, it's the,
boy, this is interesting. I want to get this area right here and see if I can't sample it.
And move, I'll fall down in the crater.
Go. That's a boy. But this is different. Look at this, Al. This is different. We got to get some of this.
Okay.
Al, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Al, we'd like you to go to intermediate flow for a minute and a half. We'll give you a call.
Okay, what's the problem?
We're looking at a slightly lower than nominal feed water pressure.
Okay. And cooling real fine.
Look at the glass all over those rocks.
Yeah, I need to...
I want to bring this back. Look at it.
Okay.
Here, let me put this... that in there.
It can fall, it's going to fall. There you go.
I'll hold it.
Good. Let me get up here.
Okay, watch the much.
You're going to...
Okay, now you're going to... I'm going to get a bunch of these.
Let's do. Let's get a bunch of them in there.
Have any rocks to bring back? Doing the best I can.
There you go, there's a good one. Put that thing in here.
Good.
I'm trying to close the bag, but we'll make it work.
I just take that big piece right there.
Let it take off. It's got spattered glass or something all over it. Let's take it. Why don't we take a big piece of it? And, sample bag. The problem with these sample bags, whether they're the round ones or the square ones, or the flat ones, they're all the same size. What you need are sample bags, little ones for these, and some big ones for the bigger rocks. Okay, 9D. Is the sample we just picked up and described Houston? Okay, put this right in here, Pete.
No, wait a minute. Here's a better one.
Okay, now we're working on sample bag.
Roger, copy 10B. And on your way out, would you get that partial pan with a 75-foot baseline?
Yes, sure, dude.
I already got the pan.
Well, Pete says he's already got it.
Got a stereo partial pan. Okay.
Roger.
Okay, that's a good rock, and that fills that one up. Okay, Pete, what's your next pleasure?